sky and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. I'm your host, Clay Douglas, publisher of the Free American News Magazine. And just to give you a little heads up, somebody I had on the cover of the Free American, at least the story on the cover of the Free American a few years back, the so-called terrorist that was plotting to blow up America with a dirty bomb was given a 17-year sentence after spending 4 years being tortured. And I'll tell you more about that later, but I want to bring up something a little bit more middle class. A recent Gallup poll showed that 63% of Americans, no matter what their economic circumstances, consider themselves upper or middle class, and they're feeling burned out under financial pressure. My guests are, they've constructed a middle-class lifeboat. It's a book by Paul and Sarah Edwards. How are you folks doing?
And how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just kind of bailing out here.
That sounds almost like a lifeboat. However, we want you to know that it's not necessary to bail out.
I'm not exactly what you would call a middle class. I don't think I own the north half of a two house town in New Mexico. Smallest town still on the map. So
that sounds pretty good.
I'm not sure why I fit in the public strata there. But what possessed you to do this book, and what is a middle-class lifeboat, Paul?
Well, we recognized that the pinch that so many people were going in is, as we were, you know, this is our 17th book, and we interview a lot of people. We've had our own radio show for 20 years, and we realized that something was going on. Some of the forces are what we call other sourcing. That includes the offshoring of jobs to places that have cheaper labor markets. Also automation, a process that results in greater productivity. But at the same time, you know, that's the kind of thing where you don't get somebody when you call a company and get a live human being. Instead, you get voicemail And all these forces together were putting pressure on people to maintain their middle class lifestyle. By middle class, by the way, Clay, we're not just talking about middle income, a dollar figure. We're talking about the kinds of things that people value: being able to own your own home, send your kids to college, or at least hope that they have as good a job.
Hold on, we got to take a break, and we'll be right back with you after these messages.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny Did You Rob BillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did You Rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, we're back. And we're talking about A Middle Class Lifeboat, a book by Paul and Sarah Edwards. The news coming over from overseas, and the news concerning the markets here, it looks like everything's tanking. I've been told that there are literally blocks of new housing developments that are vacant. The people have they've been foreclosed on. And the Fed has tried dropping rates, I believe, a little bit. But some of the presidential candidates are talking about entering a recession. Does this have anything to do with your book? Did you foresee something like this happening?
Well, it's definitely the kind of thing that we wrote. We wrote the book because this is some of the kind of SOSs, the signals that are going out that a lot of people started to realize a while back, you know, I'm not sure things are really solid. And so we spent a whole year interviewing people who had made some changes in their lives. And what we developed from the interviews is 3 different things that people are doing. One thing is that they're finding a career that's going to be sustainable and through these kind of global shifts. And we featured 50 plus of those. They're also shifting their lifestyle. You know, maybe they're simplifying it, or maybe they're doing something more dramatic, like moving to another locale, or even moving to a different country. We featured 9 different ways that people have decided to shift their lives, including living off the grid. And then we also find people are trying to figure out other ways to extend their income by using cashless alternatives, and we have described 9 of those that they can start using in their lives right away.
One of the things that you mentioned here is increasing satisfaction while lowering the cost of living, including the best small towns, living off the grid. you know, we've got I've got a plan on my website, freeamerican.com, about something I call a Liberty Village, which is basically advocating a return to a simpler life, smaller homes, you know, cabins, more or less, and putting them on rural areas and small old farms or ranches. So you've got water from a well that's already existing, and you're getting back to growing your own food and kind of living off the land, range-fed beef, for instance.
That's very exciting, Clay. And you're doing that?
Well, I'm trying to do that. Not many people. People are so hung up there's no bar around there. There's no McDonald's. Where are we going to go? We got to drive 40 miles to go to a Walmart. My God, we can't live like that. I've been living like that for about 12 years.
It requires a shift in your thinking. I agree. We live in what's called a nearby faraway place. We're about 40 minutes from anything, like a Walmart or a McDonald's.
An hour.
Yeah. But that's exciting, Clay. There are people that are doing that same thing in other parts of the country. I think it's new, but it's just catching on. It doesn't appeal for everyone, and that's one reason that we outline a variety. You know, why we have 9 different ways that we feature, including living on the road or living on a boat.
The manifesto is corporate farms, regional planning, and they've gotten away. The basis of all civilization, according to author, a friend of mine, Richard Kelly Hoskins, is the self-sufficient family farm. And that seems to be the first thing a tyrannical regime goes after, like in Russia, like in China, like in South Africa, like in Rhodesia. I'm sorry, excuse me, Zimbabwe. They go after the independent farms because they don't want you being able to feed yourself. They want you to stand in the bread lines or stand in the supermarket lines to get your food. And the food that they got in the supermarkets, frankly, isn't worth eating.
Well, if a lot of the things happen that are being predicted in books like Peak Everything, which is something I'm reading right now, what you're doing or the small family farm is going to become a real important staple for our futures.
You know,
one of the careers that we discuss in the career section is micro farming, and that's one of over 50 different types of careers. Some of them are very new, but they are aimed at self-sufficiency. The ability to make an independent income. For example, one of them is tabletop manufacturing. This is an exciting new way of making things, everything from eyeglass frames to auto parts to, you name it, because using a specification fed into a computer, out comes whatever it is you want. And this could mean that on people's tabletops, maybe one in a town, maybe more, it'll be possible to fabricate many of the things that people need. This can return not jobs, but income opportunities for individuals.
This is not exactly a new concept. They've been building computers off of their workshops, off of their tabletops in the Philippines and Taiwan for 40 years.
Well, they build the computers, that's right. But I'm talking about machines, tabletop manufacturing units, that actually make other things.
Well, that's a very, very exciting idea, because one of the problems that we have here. Well, what kind of jobs are available in Bingham, New Mexico? By the way, I am the closest town still on the map to the Trinity site, where they blew up the first atomic bomb. That may explain why I'm the smallest town still on the map. But,
well, we know right where that is then, because we've been in that area.
Yeah,
I'm on the
road
to
Roswell. You know, I've got UFOs that crashed on both sides of me, and we've got the Rio Grande Highway of Kings right over there at the Rio Grande, where pretty much civilization got started here, and the Valley of Fire on the other side, where a lava flow wiped out about 20 square or about 100 square miles, a lava trail there that. So it's a national park or state park, and I think they're going to make the Trinity site into a national park. So I think I'm in a great location, and I don't glow. So,
Well, several of the people that we interviewed who moved to more remote areas did move to New Mexico, and they left high maintenance, high living cost places like San Diego and so forth. And they're much happier, actually. Well, one of the couples that we that lives in New Mexico is living off the grid. But some people who want to stay in the urban areas, though, are turning themselves and their yards into urban farms.
Well, that's not a new idea. My grandmother had a Victory Garden in her backyard in Weatherford, Texas, and the best food I ever ate.
That's right. It's not a new idea, but at the same time, it's one that is a possibility if one wants to maintain one's middle-class aspirations. And sometimes we found, for example, one woman who was growing mushrooms in Venice, California, believe it or not, was able to grow enough that she was able to support her family. Actually, she grew that business to be much larger, getting another plot of land, but, you know, it's just amazing what people can do.
I got a storm shelter out back. It would make a perfect habitat for mushrooms.
Yeah. Actually, there are three different types of careers that we suggest that people take a look at. And some of them are basic local services, which, of course, require that there be more than two people in the town, unless you're willing to drive quite a way. And then a second kind are things that can be done over the Internet. And one of the good pieces of news is that some jobs that have gone overseas, like from call centers, are now being returned. In fact, there are 100,000 people that are working from their homes now, being sometimes they're called at-home agents. It's broad category of customer support operating on the telephone and the Internet. You know, answering customer support calls, doing various kinds of things, and some of them earn some pretty good money, up to $35 an hour. And those are the kinds of things that people can be done virtually no matter where you live. And the third type are some of these emerging products and services that are coming about. And those deal with things related to energy all the way from and helping people figure out what they can do in terms of economizing on energy, alternative energy installation, the servicing, serving services for the elder population. In another 7-8 years, there are going to be 85 million people over the age of 85 who need everything from daily money management to having their homes made reconstructed. And there are being a patient champion. Today there are, you know, so many families are dispersed or everybody's working to make ends meet. There's a need for somebody to get through the medical system when they're ill. And as people get older, there's going to be more need for that.
I'm not a very big fan of the medical system. I think we're a lot better off using herbal remedies and rather than taking a bunch of pharmaceutical company pills.
Well, we're big advocates of that. We certainly do that in our own lives, and I think that one reason that there's a need for patient championing is because our healthcare system is really in trouble, and an older individual who's gotten sick oftentimes does need some help getting to and from, shopping sometimes, just a lot of things that families once did, but now they're in different parts of the country, and they're all working, and they oftentimes would want to have somebody help their elder relatives.
Well, that's one of the things in the back of my mind for Liberty Villages. You know, if somebody wanted to retire here, you can pick up a cabin that's got bedroom, loft, kitchen, bathrooms for about $35,000, which cuts if you go into a poor neighborhood, you pay $100,000 for a home.
Oh, absolutely.
And you've got all of the crime and everything around you, and there's no crime out in Bingham, anyway.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Back, and I find this really interesting, guys.
Well, we
exactly what I think is the answer for mankind. You know, in Time magazine about last year, they had an article about Americans moving to smaller houses, and if you really think about it, if as a couple here, do we really need 2,000, 3,000 square feet to live comfortably in?
No. You know, that's what most people would like, but the reality is that many people are getting by with less. And in fact, that's one of the lifestyle alternatives that we say is can be done, is simply simplifying. We have a lot of stuff, and many times people who we talked with find that when they really look at what they're spending their money on, they're either things that they can do for themselves, like if going to the donut shop, well, they could also get a packaged donut grocery store. Or they find that they're buying services from pet sitters to people who run their errands. There are things that they can do themselves. You can do many other kinds of lifestyle alternatives. Like one of the things that are happening, and I find your Liberty Village interesting, is in terms of creating new communities. It can range all the way from sharing a single home to living in a community structure. In fact, community management is one of the careers that we talk about for various kinds of communities.
By having a smaller town, and we can actually develop these Liberty Villages on farms or ranches that have been pretty much abandoned. I mean, because they're you know, the old song, how you gonna get them back on the farm after they've seen L.A.? Yeah,
I don't know, though. A lot of
they've been doing that and siphoning off our children and our youth and our vitality for about 4,000 years.
You know, a lot of people are set up, though, with L.A. And the big cities because they're congested, they're expensive, the housing is off the ceiling, and they're also worried about the education of their children, and they're concerned about their kids living and growing up in a place that's not healthy for them. And in fact, that's what's really fueled the area that we live in. A lot of families with young children are moving in because they want, like you're saying, Clay, they want a different kind of lifestyle for their kids.
If we start realizing how food is grown, and of course, you know, you can if you live in the city, you can always go into the health food store and buy organic food, but out here you can grow your own.
That's right.
And there's even ways to do that under using hydroponics all year round.
Absolutely.
One of the things that we plan to do with the Liberty Village concept is put up wind generators on every Liberty Village and not get off the grid entirely, because that way we can sell the electricity that the wind generators create back to the power companies, and they send us a check every month rather than us sending them one.
Right, yeah, and we interview a lot of people who are doing that. We call it off the grid, but at the same time, they can go totally off, as we have interviewed a few people that have done, but others are doing what you are doing, and they're generating their own electricity, and it's going into the grid, so they're getting a rebate on that.
The other plan about Liberty Villages, the concept of it, is that we would have a few of these cabins here that you own, but maybe you live in L.A. and you don't get to get out here all the time. We would rent the cabins out for you, so it's like a rural motel, you know, without Norman Bates.
Oh, yeah, without Norman Bates, that's good.
And,
well, you know, those are the things that
Liberty
we
Village
think that people need to be thinking about.
Every village would have, when you check in, would have three documents framed on the wall. The Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights.
Those are good documents for everybody to think about every day.
Yes, sir. Where can people get your books? I'd like to talk to you after the show is over, because I'd like to carry the books and offer that, and get your input and your help on developing these Liberty Villages, because I think they ought to be franchised all across America. To me, the cities, and you live in L.A. or San Diego?
Well, we live an hour outside of L.A. in the mountains.
In a mountain
Well,
village.
As far as I'm concerned, L.A., San Diego, Chicago, Houston, those are police state ghettos. We've been
awful lot of people
that
are feeling like that
high class
days.
Ghetto. We may be, you know, but when you add up the taxes you're paying, the fact that you're paying for your home three times, and you've got to put all the crime, and you still get a kind of a little chill when you see a police car behind you, don't you?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, the book is available on the internet, at Amazon and bookstores, as well as people can find out more on our website, middleclasslifeboat.com, where they can actually read the first chapter and
advocate table of contents.
Right, and we'd love to talk to you, Clay. We have an interview right after this show, but we would like to talk to you after that.
All right. Well, I've got another show 1 hour from now, so I'll be off the air in about 2 hours, and give me
Good.
A call
we'll
back
look
at
forward to talking
888-678-1444. And, hey, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Our pleasure.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did You Rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to switch gears just a little bit, but not a lot. We've been talking about the getting off the grid, moving back, getting back to nature a bit, and we'll continue in that conversation with Thomas James from Hemp USA. How are you?
Hey, how are you, Clayton?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, just trying to get my computer back and operating. I've lost all my Outlook files. I've lost, my program's been crashing since, maybe it's just a coincidence, but I added this HempUSA, .org, thing to the top of my webpage, and nothing's worked right since.
Thanks a lot. I'm sorry, Clay.
Don't worry. You're in New Jersey. That's a little far for me to call, travel to track you down.
Good to hear from you, man. I just got in. I'm ready for some questions, too, man, if you want to. What do you want to talk about?
Well, you know, I got started probably 40 years ago in the paraphernalia industry. And
okay.
The reason I did that was because I thought anybody that smoking pot and using hemp or THC was certainly better than beer or wine. But then I started, the more I got to checking in on it, the more I started learning about it. A friend of mine wrote the book, The Emperor Wears No Clothes, Jack
yes.
Kerouac. And he said, if you were stranded on a deserted island, you know, you have one thing with you, what would that be? And he said, you should take hemp seed because it will provide you with food, it will provide you with shelter, it will provide you with clothing, it will provide you with fuel.
That's correct. It's an amazing. It's been used for clothing, shelter, and food since time began. And they say basically it started over in the Chinese area, China, and brought around the world, but I'll tell you one thing, it's a food that God gave everyone to enjoy. And we want to be able to grow it in this country legally, but our country doesn't want us to grow it. They don't want us to have anything that's extra incredibly good for the human body. So that's the reason I'm importing it now.
And my former father-in-law was a director of agriculture in California.
Mm-hmm.
And he said if we could grow hemp, we would solve all the erosion problems on the hillsides in California, and we could do almost everything. We make our flags were made from this. It was the largest cash crop in America at the turn of the century.
Yeah, people need to know about that. And people also need to know that there's two kinds of hemp plants. There's ones without THC, which is a food grade, which I sell. And there's a marijuana plant, which is, they're different varieties, okay, of the same species. So there is a difference. There's one that has branches and one grows without branches. Go ahead.
Okay. And, but we don't think of it, of course, it comes from, you know, my background experience. You know, I mean, we sold pipes to smoke it in, but we didn't think about this being a food.
Yeah, it's an amazing food. If people only knew how nutritious it was, it has the perfect balance of omega-6 to omega-9 over fish oil, over any oil in the world. Udo Erasmus wrote a book called Oils That Heal, Oils That Kill. He even touted it many years ago as being the best, most productive oil in the human body that, you know, you can ever put in your body. And it actually is loaded with essential fatty acids and amino acids. It cleans the arterial walls. It feeds the brain. And it makes your arteries supple and stretchable again. And this is what I believe is being kept from the American people, and they need to know it. And that is the reason I'm on the air with you.
We were just talking about getting back to the self-sufficient family farms. You know, I spoke with a doctor, asked him about prescribing medical marijuana. No, I think we just need to synthesize that and put it in the drugstore so I can just write a subscription for a pill. I said, you think I should come to you and pay you for an office visit so you can write a prescription so the pharmaceutical companies can make money off of something I can grow in my backyard? I don't think so.
Well, I'm agreeing with you. I tell you what, everything is copied. Why use a copy when you can get the original right from the earth? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you think about it, listen, you want to hear something that's amazing.
You
take a square meter of earth, a square meter.
We've got the whole... In Jack Harris's book, The Emperor Wears No Clothes,
yes,
he covered basically the demonization of the hemp plant by William Randolph Hearst.
Right.
And then suddenly you weren't able to grow something that we made rope. In World War II, they even started allowed the farmers to start growing again so we could make enough rope for the war effort.
Yep, yep, exactly.
And now we've got 10,000. They moved it to Russia, to communist Russia, USSR. And now we have there's 10,000 products made from the hemp plant, and we have to buy it from communist China?
Yeah, it's crazy. As a matter of fact, a lot of the rope and the clothing part of it does come from China. A lot of the hemp fabric comes from China right now. I know people using it. Yeah, it's amazing that we have
to go that far away to get a product
that we should be able to grow in our
hemp.
Own backyard.
We made our jeans.
You know what? You got to remember, this plant, the cleanest air is around a hemp field. It recarbonizes the soil. It cleans the air of carbon. It has roots that grow as deep as the plant grows high. And it breaks up and it gets the minerals from under the earth and it brings it to the surface. They know this, and that's why they're keeping it from the farmers. The farmers need it as a rotational crop. Even if we couldn't eat it, it would be so beneficial to the farmers in this country, because each and every following crop would produce more highly nutritious food for everybody to enjoy.
I've got an article on my website, and I've got a product line that contains fulvic acid.
Mm-hmm. Fulvic, yes.
This is the fulvic, not folic, but fulvic acid.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets her source of this acid from prehistoric plant life. But I've got a feeling that that the hemp plant, because the roots are reached so deep into the ground, that it probably has more fulvic acid than any other plant around on Earth.
You know, that's a good question. It has so many nutrients that it's incredible. It's loaded with magnesium and calcium and manganese and iron and phosphorus and potassium. It's incredible. 300 milligrams per ounce, okay, of the powder in the sea. It's just an amazing, amazing product. So, you know, with the American diet, the sad American diet, which it is, and everything is packaged, canned, or whatever, you look at this plant. Anyone who really knows about it, they would want it immediately. They would want it in their body because their body just will function better emotionally, spiritually, every way, physically and mentally, because it makes you think clear.
It feeds the body what it needs.
If the body has the proper nutrients, it will heal itself. There's no reason to take pharmaceuticals, no reason whatsoever.
The biochemist that developed this line in American Heritage and Health, it's right there on my webpage, bottom left-hand corner. She says that this fulvic acid actually heals cellular damage. It's an answer for Gulf War illness, for radiation poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
And and with all the trace minerals that we need in our bodies to function properly, you can probably find Dead Doctors Don't Lie on a website to telling people, the vitamins that we take in the stores, it just passes right through us.
That's absolutely correct. And another thing, too, many people in this country, Clayton, have celiac disease, which is basically a non-absorption of nutrients. So you could take a million things and it's not going to help you. So the thing is, what you want to start eating non-gluten foods. The hemp I sell has no gluten in it. It will clean out and detoxify the human body. You will feel the difference when you start taking and eating this product on a daily basis. And it should be a staple part of our diet in this country. It was taken away from the American people, and I want it back, and I know you do too.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. We've got a chance to get it back for the first time in over 100 years. We've got a chance to get it back.
Yes,
and
we do.
That's if we elect Ron Paul.
Amen, brother.
And,
I'm with you on that. Love the man. I believe in everything he's doing. I saw him in Philadelphia, and there were 5,000 people at that rally. That was an incredible rally. That was about a month and a half ago?
Yeah.
In Philly, yeah, it was great. He actually was touting marijuana, cannabis marijuana for healing the sick, the medicinal marijuana. He was also talking about the food that bring it back to America. By the way, that's my next song. It'll be out in about a month.
Yes.
Bring hemp back to America. So I hope everybody's listening.
Speaking of songs here, I'd like to share one with you and my audience real quick. It's taken a little bit off the subject, but not a lot. Because in the last issue of Free American, I've got the story of the Border Patrol agents that were arrested for stopping a smuggler bringing pot across the border. And we've been talking and dealing about the illegal alien situation, you know, for some time here. But somebody sent me a new song out, and I thought it was pretty interesting.
Okay.
Let's see if I can find this here. Hopefully I can find it here. But your song too. I mean, we've been playing that on the in the breaks and stuff like that.
Oh well, thank you. Appreciate it. Let me tell you something. Are you looking for that song?
I'm looking for it, but I haven't found it yet. Like I said, my computer kind of crashed on me, so.
All right. Well, look, while we're here, I can mention hempusa.org if anybody's interested and has any questions about this product, because it will blow your mind once you get it in your system and how it makes you feel. And it's also, the product is also found in the Bible in Ezekiel 34:29. But if anybody wants to call me, they can call at 908-691-2608 anytime and ask me any question they want on this incredible product, because I'll match it against any plant in the world. There is not a more nutritious plant on the planet.
Yeah, there's no problem with law. I mean, if somebody comes in and finds seeds in your kitchen cabinet.
Oh, my gosh, no. There's no THC in this. It would not be able to come over the border, Clayton, if there was.
All right, speaking of the border here, I think I found this. Let's see if we can listen to this for just a second here.
You got
and
it.
We'll be right back. Also, you're going to be on my next show.
We are the people that do the jobs that you guys don't want to do. We are the people that do a lot of things that Americans also want to do. We are a low-wage work, and we are people that make this country most prosperous.
If you go to the site, I think it all fits in the window now.
Oh, well, that'll be good. I'm happy about that.
And I got to tell you, I like the banner up there. I think it makes the site, because it's exactly what I'm talking about. I am for freedom and liberty for the American people.
Amen.
And you can't have freedom and liberty if you're not healthy, if you don't have your head together, and if you can't see the lies that they've been putting out. And by showing of what this hemp plant is good for and what it can do, besides just smoking it and relaxing. I mean, when they gave me a whole old bag full of pills to take after I got out of the hospital after the wreck.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them, I said, you know what? I'm not taking this crap. I'm not going to do this. I'm not spending my money on this. You know, the only thing I need is a joint and a Harley, man, and I'll be just fine. Thank you. And if I'd known about you then, I would have been eating these hemp seeds and eating and using this oil forever. How do you use it? Tell us how you can use it.
Okay, well, the oil...
Well, the links are on RBN2.
Excuse me?
The links to your site and your information, it's on the Free American and it's on Republic Broadcasting Network.
That's correct. Thank you. I just want to let you know, I just sent you the hemp song, and it's coming your way in a couple of seconds. How you take the
oil... If I can get my email, I'll be doing just fine, sir.
Yeah. I sent it to you.
Okay, hang on. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. If you got a question or you got a comment, you can do it. And Republic Broadcasting. And that's 800-313-9443. And my number, if you want to listen to the more of this on the hemp, you can do that in about an hour from now.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Thomas James, hempusa.org. How do you use this? And what with the you've got oil, you've got the seeds. How do they use it? What do you recommend?
Okay, well, we have the powder, the seeds, and the oil. All the food comes from the seed. Okay, this plant that's grown grows from 2 to 5 feet. It's specifically grown for its seed. There's anywhere from 200 to 2,000 seeds on a plant when they're harvested. And how you take it, first of all, the seed is pressed, and it's filtered, but it's pressed with a press, and it gets about 85% of the oil out, possibly, maybe even less than that, around 80%. And what happens is when you get this, you would take 2 tablespoons a day, which would feed the brain, work on the arterial walls, cleaning out the calcium and cholesterol from the arteries, and it would load the body with essential fatty acids. You could also use it on salads. I wouldn't recommend frying it or cooking with it because you don't want to destroy the enzyme value. But they recommend it highly on salads, and you can make salad dressings with it. You could use it in smoothies, but basically most people take it with 2 tablespoons a day. And if you're an athlete, you can go up to 3 or 4 if you want. But
What are you getting in this? Are you getting vitamins? Are you getting the minerals?
Everything.
It's really
loaded with essential fatty acids, and it's loaded with amino acids. All of the aminos that the human body needs, the essential and the non-essential. So it is just a power-packed oil. And if people are worried about their skin and aging and their hair and their nails not being hard enough, this will bring all that back. And that's really what it's about. It's nutrifying the body with nutrients that we need. You know, God made our body so complex, but he also put this plant on the earth for people to have. And if they're kept from it, I believe that their body is not going to get the proper nutrients.
Now, you say this is mentioned in the Bible. I've had a friend of mine that was very into this, and he believed that in the tents and the priests were actually using hemp in the rituals and hemp oil in the rituals and perhaps even smoking it.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I'm going to research that. That's interesting. But I definitely believe that Ezekiel 34:29 was talking about a plant that will stop the hunger in the land and not be subservient to government, basically, when it comes to controlling your food. So if you really read that whole chapter, they're talking about the herbs and the seeds and the food for people to eat. They're not talking about anything else.
All right.
And there
listen,
is no
we'll
other plant.
We'll continue this conversation. Call me at 888-678-1444 in the 1 hour from now, and check out freeamerican.com, and we'll be on doing Blog Talk Radio on the Free American Hour there, and we'll have Thomas back with me. All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay, what time?
1 hour from now.
Okay, buddy.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
With recent